South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa has thanked Russian President Vladimir Putin for assisting in the return of 17 South Africans who were allegedly misled into joining the war between Russia and Ukraine. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The group had reportedly travelled to Russia believing they would receive bodyguard training, only to find themselves deployed to the front lines of the Russia-Ukraine war. According to Ramaphosa's office, four of the men returned home last Friday. 11 more are expected back soon, while two remain in Russia, one receiving treatment in a Moscow hospital and another awaiting final travel clearance. Presidential spokesperson Vincent Magwenya said Ramaphosa personally raised the matter with Putin during a conversation on 10 February, and expressed heartfelt gratitude for Russia's cooperation in facilitating the men's return. South African law prohibits citizens from fighting as mercenaries or serving foreign militaries without government authorization. Relatives of the men said that contracts presented to them upon arrival in Russia were written in Russian, and they did not understand they were signing up to fight Ukrainian forces. The case has triggered political controversy at home. Duduzile Zuma Sambudla, daughter of former President Jacob Zuma, has been accused of involvement in recruitment efforts, allegations she denies. She resigned as an MP in November amid the scandal and has said she believed the men were travelling for legitimate training opportunities. In a separate investigation, South African police arrested five individuals in December, including a radio presenter from the public broadcaster, over alleged recruitment activities linked to the Russian military. They have since been released on bail, and their trial is pending. Authorities say investigations into how the men were recruited are ongoing, while the South African embassy in Moscow continues to monitor the citizens still hospitalized. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.